KVOE, good morning. It is 7:20.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
The newsmaker segment today is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges today at 620-340-7732.
If you've been thinking about adding a building to your property, let MRSK Buildings help you every step of the way. MRSK Buildings is your stud frame and post frame building headquarters. At MRSK Buildings, they construct all types of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. At MRSK Buildings, their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 340-7732 or visit 2604 West Highway 50 across from Bluestem.
And on our primetime newsmaker this morning, we are very happy to be joined by Gary Post of the Lions Club as we're talking about some bell ringing this weekend. Gary, how are we?
Pretty good, sir. How's yourself?
You know what? I am doing better than I deserve. If I can steal a line from Ron Thomas, I'm doing pretty darn good.
Well, that's good to hear.
Well, Gary, let's talk about this. You know, we had Salvation Army Captain Miley Haddon on just recently talking about the bell ringing that's happening this weekend. So you guys are going to be following up the Badges United bell ringing. Can I just ask, how beneficial do you think it is that you guys kind of get to, in some ways, team up with our local first responders and things like that? And, you know, I don't want to say follow, because you guys are not a following act. You are a leadoff act for sure. But, you know, you really get to kind of come in and just keep the generosity flowing.
Well, that's very true. In past years, we have kind of partnered with them finishing up the day, and it's worked out well for us. And we cover 6 hours of bell ringing at three locations. And in past years, we have matched the $500, first $500 that came in. And this year, the board voted to up that a little bit, and we even gave it to Captain Miley early. So we put forth a $1,000 match. So I'm hoping we can get that, because they've already got the money.
Absolutely. So how's this going to work for you guys in the club? Are you basically going to have basically one person per station for all 6 hours, or you got kind of a rotation going here for Saturday?
No, Gary's going to be out there all 6 hours, right, Gary?
All three spots.
All three spots. He's just going to run between.
The other day, I was headed into Walmart, and there wasn't anybody ringing the bell there, and I thought, well, I'll just stop a minute and ring the bell before I go in. Well, an hour and a half later, and she brought her chair, and she bought her coffee and a blanket and stuff, and she said, yeah, I'd signed up for, and it was about noon, and she said, I'll be here until 6, and I thought, wow. But no, Lions will be in about an hour and a half schedules at Bluestem, and about an hour and 15 minute schedules at the North Doors and South Doors of Walmart. So that'll be great. Another thing I wanted to cover this morning, if we've got a few minutes, is just some of the activities that the Lions have been involved in the last year or so here. This is our 101st year.
Absolutely, Gary. I definitely want to jump into that. I did have one more question on the bell ringing, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Well, you know, I like to ask this question to organizations that are involved in activities like this. Aside from, obviously, the money that you're raising, what kind of benefits does this bell ringing opportunity give to your club and its members?
Number one, it puts us out there to let people know that, hey, there is a Lions Club and they are doing stuff. And number two, just the good feeling you have from ringing a bell, wishing people Merry Christmas, having little kids come in, towards the door, and mom's digging out some pennies out of the bottom of her purse, and they're ringing the bell, and then mom's whipping out that camera to catch the toddler ringing the bell. It's a pretty cool feeling.
That's fantastic. And we actually got to do it this year as part of the media challenge. I'll tell you what, there is something therapeutic about just ringing that bell back and forth. You get into a rhythm.
Oh, heck yeah.
Gary, let's shift over. You wanted to talk about the big century of celebration, I guess you could say, or celebration of the century, however you wanted to put it. How did year number 100 go for you, and what were some of the big activities that unfolded for folks?
Well, it took us a little while to get it done.
Yeah, true.
For sure. We planned this for about 3 years, and then COVID came along in the middle of it, so we postponed the big celebration we planned, and we ponied it down into April of this year and tagged it on with a district meeting that they held here in Emporia. And so it went very well. We had international Lions board members here as part of it and stuff. And so it went very, very well. One of the things that we're involved in, former member, well, not former, he passed away, Cleve Cook was a very active member of our club, and his family put together a fund, the Cleve Cook Lions Fund, and each year 5% of that comes out for us to give out to places that have made application for us, basically kids in agriculture. And this year we did $4,200 to the Lyon County Extension. Farmers Market was $450. That was something always near and dear to Cleve. United Way Imagination Library, $2,000. And one I'm really looking forward to, a brand new one, Logan Avenue School Disc Golf Competition. And we're going to kind of help out with that a little bit with them. And I'm really looking forward to that in the spring. The big one was the planting beds at Hettlinger's in their new greenhouse, and that was over $20,000. So that's a little bigger than we usually do, but kids in agriculture again.
Absolutely.
Other things Lions have been involved in is making hot dogs, again, with law enforcement. So we get to work with law enforcement several times throughout the year at KISS. Flag Day, our third year in a row, we wave flags out over I-35. Something I worked on for over 3 years was to get Jerry Moran in here to do a program for us, and he came July the 6th. Well, I happened to miss it because I was celebrating my birthday around that week with COVID. So, but anyway, we got him in here. It was a great meeting. The redbud trees, we did 750 trees for our 99th year. We did 750 trees for our 100th year, and we cut the number down this year from to start our 102nd years to 500 trees. And part of that, we gave 50 of them to the city of Emporia, and they're going to put them in their greenhouse, grow them to a little bit bigger before they put them out into the city parks and stuff. So that's a pretty really neat project. We won't be doing redbuds for a day or two, so hope people enjoy them. I know I ended up with one in my front yard, one in my backyard, and they're doing very well. Vision screening, another thing that Lions do to try and help identify from 6 months and up. We can take a picture of a kid's eyes and kind of do a screening with it for several different things that maybe would be a good idea to check. In November, Lions screened 357 kids, 41 referrals. That's about 11.5%. And then for coming next year, March 4th is the biscuit and gravy breakfast.
I love the way you said that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited now. Can we just
let's
go ahead
get on
and
the gravy train?
Let's
there
get on.
Go.
Jeez, Chuck. Wow. Can we just do this? I know you only do it once a year, but can we do this once a day? I mean, it's just perfect. It's wonderful. Is that asking too much?
Well, yes.
Hey, at least he's honest.
Hey, and you had to ask.
I had to ask. You never know if you don't ask, right?
That's true. No, it's that's our one major, our one basically only fundraiser that we have, and 400 to 700 meals we get put out that day, and biscuits and gravy, and sausage links, and a fruit cup we've had in the past. I hope we can continue that. We do intend to have the price raised a little bit this year, and we will be out visiting with sponsors to help us support these projects that the Lions Club's involved in, and so we're looking forward to that very much.
I think it's safe to say, Gary, we all are looking forward to that. Well, Gary, really has been a very exciting year here for the Lions Club, and we cannot wait to see what you guys do moving forward into 2023.
Oh, I've been a Lion for a lot of years, and I get a great deal of pleasure out of it. And, you know, we do have new members coming in. In fact, we just voted a new member yesterday, and so we got two or three that we're looking at, and as soon as one lady gets through with her foot surgery, she's assured me she's going to become a Lion. So
fantastic. Awesome.
It's we're growing.
Great. That is fantastic news. Well, Gary, best of luck with the bell ringing here this weekend. We are also really looking forward to seeing how that pans out for y'all.
Okay. You guys have a wonderful day. What's left of it?
Hey, you.
Thanks, Gary. Take care, man. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Yeah, take care. Merry Christmas, guys.
That is Gary Post with the Emporia Lions Club as they get set to go bell ringing this weekend. They'll be following up the Badges United. So a great day of ringing, a great day of charity there at Walmart and Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supplies. So make sure you get out, make your donations, help support the Salvation Army of Emporia, and support our wonderful first responders, and of course the wonderful folks like Gary of the Lions Club.
All right, if you want to be part of the Newsmaker segment here, next week is starting to fill in, so give us a call at 620-342-4255.